Welcome to another episode of Luna Aroma, a series centered around lunar seasonal observations, celebrated with poetry and a guided aromatic encounter with yours truly, and an essential oil or oils I feel resonate with the current moon time. Each episode is recorded at the very end of the dark moon phase, the day before the new moon, and shared at new moon time. New moons, the beginning of a new cycle, they are the beginning of a new cycle. The full moons are the crescendos, new moon to new moon. Although every day is a new day, I feel cycles set to the pulse of each new moon, and I'm not the only one, can encompass and expound what we may see as trivial, but really matter. For instance, as I was preparing to share this recording with you, this episode, I was thinking about, for at least over the past 2 years, on most days, not every day, I fall down sometimes, I wake up and think to myself, "Good morning!" I say that in my mind as brightly as possible, you know, not to wake my spouse. And I raise my arms above my head and I stretch and I'm thankful I'm here and say good morning. And that makes already my day is brighter. And then ideally, I'll follow that with, you know, 3 to 5 minutes of gentle movement. And what started, I have friends to thank for this and really beautiful friends with great mindsets in my life. And what started from never doing this in my life to just like about, let's say it's 2 years ago, to a near daily practice. And it's been a really wonderful mindset shift and a wonderful way to start my day. And these intentions, whatever you want to call them, these benchmarks, these goals can start to become habits, which can be really helpful guideposts in life. Like starting my day out really sunny, even when it's gloomy, even when I feel gloomy, darn it. So this moon time, I feel, is one of cleansing, of celebrating the grasses and confidence. Spring cleaning, airing out our mind, our houses, air it all out, right? And as we settle into this episode of Luna Aroma, please take the time to have your essential oils of lemongrass. And if you have Palmarosa, have them with you. And remember, with Luna Aroma, you can do smell directly from the bottle, on a cotton pad, if you have scent strips. It's very special. You could do direct palm inhalation, but lemongrass on your palm might be a little too much. It's such a potent oil. And remember, this is part of my attempt. I'm hoping it's working, but my attempt to make aromatherapy accessible. So remember, you don't have to have the essential oils. Maybe you have fresh lemongrass, and you can make yourself a cup of tea or just crush the leaf and smell it. Maybe you have vetiver root hanging around. You know, it just do your best, or really just listen to this episode and close your eyes and let me take you on this time together. Let's have fun. And you can listen to some poetry. So I think it's pretty clear if you listen to a few episodes that, you know, one of the goals of Essential Aromatica and Luna Aroma is connecting with nature, especially through aromatic plants. And part of aromatherapy is really appreciating the whole plant, the whole beautiful lemongrass, and incorporating these gorgeous botanicals, these aromatics into our cooking, the whole plant, right? Teas, going outside and spending time with them in a community garden, your own garden, a botanical garden. Let's just get outside and be with our plant friends. So I want to acknowledge this plant. This intro is a little longer than the previous ones, but I want to share that I created a blend for this time. And because aromatherapists, we love blending, but part of this blending inspiration was quenching the rather irritating qualities of lemongrass. It's super cleansing. You get some on your skin. It can feel very uncomfortable. And if you do that, take some olive oil from your kitchen and wipe it off, you know, wipe the oil against the spot to help remove the lemongrass. But I want to share, to tease you a bit, that this special blend I made includes lemongrass, palmarosa, manuka leaf, and a couple other special friends. So if you'd like to subscribe to NYC Aromatica, just go to the website, scroll to the bottom, you'll see where to sign up, and I will share the blending notes in May's newsletter that I send out. So as we go, let's just go right into themes of moontime themes. This is the moontime of a lot. Much is happening. Budding, blooming. Here in New York, the magnolia blossoms have faded. The daffodils are starting to droop on the ground. The crocuses are gone. But there's still a lot happening, blooming, newness, lots of potential. Seeds that were set down from last year are germinating, including grass seeds and perennial grasses. Grasses, I notice, are one of the first things you see popping up around us as the weather starts to get a little warmer. And we're now in the beginning of the wheel of the year, spring. April is from the Latin word aprilis, to open. I love that, right? And there are many moon names. Part of Luna Aroma is really celebrating that we're all different. We come from different places, different geographies. We're on this same big, crazy earth, but things are different by us. And where you live, there's your own local plant medicine, your own local aromatics. So what we might be calling grass moon here, you might be calling something totally different. So that's something to celebrate. And just some moon names, you could see the Farmer's Almanac for this as well, and other resources like hair moon or rabbit moon, seed moon, planting moon, budding trees moon, pink moon, green grass moon, sprouting grass moon, growing grass moon, and many others. You know, on that note, I see around the area pink phlox blooming now, which is such a delightful sight. So in relation to aromatherapy, as you've probably guessed, the grass stirred my imagination. And I'm like, it's all about the grasses and the cleansing grasses of aromatherapy, especially lemongrass. You can think of ginger grass as well. I wanted to bring in palmarosa, vetivers out there, and the very lovely, here in New York State, you'll find it in certain areas, sweetgrass, the native sweetgrass, the incredibly gorgeous smelling plant. So grassy, we're getting very grassy. And we are still in a time of water, as in the languid, watery time of March and the gorgeous Ilan essential oil. But now there is much more activity happening around us, right? And we're starting to get into heat and growth and newness and activity. We are in the time of Aries, if you follow the zodiac. Again, we inherited that from a specific culture, but this is all seasonal and depending on where you live, right? But Aries is a fire sign. We're in a fiery, building into fire. And this is a time of year of dampness, right? April showers bring May flowers. And we're wet, cool, rising into warmness. And this is a time of purification and cleansing. This is a time of renewal, right? And when we think of cleansing, I think about harshness. And we don't have to be harsh. It's nice. Good. Forget nice. Who wants to be nice? It's good and kind to have gentle cleansing. It's beneficial. And cleansing helps us to start new. And this is where lemongrass comes in. And cleansing, if we're really kind to ourselves, not nice, but kind, wear our own skin. And that's where palmarosa comes in. And when grass is cut back, it grows back. When roots are fed, leaves grow, ideas grow, leaves emerge, they manifest, the plant further expresses itself. And when our souls are fed, our core is fed, and we blossom and we manifest us. And here is I can't call it mantra, that doesn't serve mantras right. Here's a refrain I have for this time. Feed your roots so leaves grow, so ideas grow. And when it's time to cut or shed the leaves, have the confidence to do so. Lemongrass and palmarosa are generally cooling on a physically energetic level. Lemongrass is intensely clearing and cleansing and irritating. It does have yang and active qualities that border on heat. And it brings a sense of focus on the self, excellent for supporting discernment. To discern is to cut, right? And what needs to be shed and cleansed and purified, we can turn to lemongrass and the personality of it. And then lemongrass needs to be buffered sometimes. And in here, I'm marrying it, matching it with palmarosa. Not to say palmarosa comes second. There's no order of operations here. Palmarosa soothes and supports yin. It's a watery oil. It's shown to provide digestive support, especially in the lower GI tract. It, within that digestion, it bolsters confidence. It has that energy and self-compassion. And I feel palmarosa supports us in garnering self-compassion enough to turn to the lemongrass to help us cut, cleanse, and regenerate. So it supports digestion in the core. It connects the heart and the gut and tempers that big brain up there that just sometimes won't shut up. We give ourselves a hard time, right? The palmarosa buffers that yang cleansing quality of lemongrass. And life ideally is about balance, right? We want to balance the yin time of March and the increasing time of the yang time of year. So I find that these two oils really complement each other. So as we start to get into the aromatic encounter, I want to plant a few seeds, to use my poetic license, and just share the ideas, right, that we often think of, that spring is renewal and rebirth. And think of yourself. You can cut your hair and it grows back. You can cut grass and that, guess what? It comes right back up. It continues to grow. We cleanse our bodies. We exfoliate them to remove dead skin, to encourage new growth and glow. And grasses embody this. There's always time to trim and cut back and remove the dead leaves in order to make room for regrowth. Now I'm going to stop and just take a sip of water, because all this speaking, and I have two poems to share with you. This first one is the start of our Luna Aroma Time, the official guided aromatic encounter, and then I will share the guided aromatic encounter and close with a poem. And to denote that time of starting and ending, I will continually be working and hitting the singing bowl. So this is Grass by Joyce Sidman. I grow in places others can't, where wind is high and water scant. I drink the rain, I eat the sun, before the prairie winds I run. I see, I sprout, I grow, I creep, and in the ice and snow I sleep. On step or veld or pampas dry, beneath the grand enormous sky, I make my humble bladed bed. And where there's level ground, I spread. Feed your roots so leaves grow, so ideas grow, and when it's time to cut or shed the leaves, have the confidence to do so. Now have your essential oil with you and start to smell it gently, just as much as you need, and close your eyes. Envision grasses bending and swaying with the wind. Fields of organic wheat, plumes of grass, tufts of grass, mounds of grass, mounds of sweet grass. It is a warm, sunny spring day, You are in a field wearing one of your favorite comfortable coats. You're comfy and all cozy in you. Looking around, you notice the pink meadow phlox in bloom and new shoots of sweetgrass and other grasses emerging from under last year's growth. You bend down to look at a clump of grass and run your hands against the dry, dead, crackly growth of last year and pull out a handful, exposing the new growth just starting, giving it air, space, and light to support life and growth. You touch the new yellow-green grass leaves, running your hands over it back and forth, gently noticing the texture. Bathed by the sun, the blue skies, the slight breeze, the touch you are going through the grass, the word cleanse enters your mind. What does that mean to you? Maybe it means stripping away what is not needed, starting new, refreshing, stripping away the insecurities that don't serve you, bolstering confidence. What do you need to thrive? Looking at the new shoots of grass now exposed to the sun and the dry strands of leaves in your hand, you are ready to talk with grass, to listen to its wisdom, and continue smelling your oil. The plant, the grass, didn't move when you pulled the dry, brittle growth away from the ground. The plant, its roots are grounded, nourished by and in the foundations of the earth, by what has decomposed from seasons past. What from past seasons of your life may ground and nourish you? Feed your roots so leaves grow, so ideas grow. When it's time to cut or shed the leaves, have the confidence to do so. The old grasses, old dry leaves, easily came away when you pulled them, and they weren't stuck. They only needed a little help. What could have been cleansed by wind or a rainstorm or decomposed slowly over time was swiftly done by you. What idea or possession or thing or person or if anything are you ready to cut out and remove? Go ahead. Cut out something old, an old idea, an old pair of socks from your closet. Let something new come in. Let a new idea grow. When we release something, that always gives space for energy from the roots to bring something new. Feed your roots so leaves grow. When it's time to cut or shed the leaves, have the confidence to do so. Continuing to contemplate this lovely grass you've been with, what does the new grass look and feel like? As it grows, if healthy, it helps, it takes in the sunlight from the sun and sustains the plant. It bends, the grass leaves bend with the wind, but the edges are sharp and its roots grounded. Is this grass sharing a secret with us? Maybe to bend and be adaptable to what happens in life. Rain, storm, sun, blue skies, hail, wind. But stick to core convictions that serve you and others well. The grass is helping us know when to assess and access the discernment within us. Feed your roots so leaves grow, so ideas grow, and when it's time to cut or shed the leaves, you have the confidence to do so. Grass, with its many leaves, may be seen as a bunch of separate ideas, but it is possible to collect ideas and braid them together, like in that beautiful book, Braiding Sweetgrass, or as the tradition of braiding sweetgrass. It's, you can collect them and braid them together for cohesion. Spring is an offering to take the ideas made in winter and in previous years and cleanse them and sort them and get them into shape. Go ahead and braid your leaves. Feed your roots so leaves grow, so ideas grow. And when it is time to cut or shed the leaves, have the confidence to do so. This is a poem titled Last Rites by Rosa Alcala. I was trying to get the water hot. I was unwrapping a tiny soap. I was preparing to take a shower with you dead in the other room. And should I wash my hair? Does lemongrass go with grief? How can my body shower itself like it always did? I was meditating on the reflexive verb in Spanish to avoid the next step. Then I was throwing out takeout containers, bottles of wine from the night before. We had gathered and told stories around your motionless form, and though you couldn't speak, we tried to make you laugh. Carlos impersonating the Irish priest sent to give the last rites. Sorry, he said in a brogue. A Peruvian priest would have made more sense. And then he and Jose left, and I slept inches from you and listened to you breathe. When you stopped breathing, we gathered again. So I find there's quite a juxtaposition. A contrast between the two poems, but they're quite striking. So the celebratory nature of grass, the playfulness of grass in the first poem, and then this somber poem, processing, and I'm not here to analyze a poem, but I did come across it in the mention of lemongrass in the cleansing aspect I thought was poignant. So I wanted to share that. And as we come to an end, I, of course, wonder what these moments were like for you. I thank you for joining me and spending time with me. We turn to lemongrass for cleansing and palmarosa for buffering lemongrass and for supporting confidence and self-compassion. We remember to cleanse gently. And we know we don't need to over-cleanse to be kind to our skin. And as an immersive bath with an invigorating sugar scrub, once weekly or once monthly, you know, but once weekly is a really lovely way to appreciate yourself. And baths are a lovely way to support our health and our natural detox processes, you know, stimulating circulation, relieving pressure on the body, urine float. You really impact the kidneys and the flow of water in your body. And don't forget, I have to have an opportunity here to share, I do have an online class about sugar scrubs and making the perfect bath, including bath benefits and safely incorporating essential oils into your bath. So remember, I'm here as a resource for such topics. And as we part ways, again, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to connect with lemongrass and palmarosa and the grasses. and new moon, new intentions. I wish you a peaceful new moon, and until the next time, ciao for now.